Today, sharing the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Samach Vav. And we are in the middle of Sif Yud. And we were discussing yesterday who has the rights to be Mezakeh, the Erev Chatzeres, on behalf of the entire Tzibur. And we brought down the first opinion, and then we had brought down the opinion of the Yesh Omrim, which was found three lines from the bottom of Reish Lamed Beis Omud Aleph. And we're in the middle of discussing the second opinion, the Yesh Omrim, which is the opinion of the Rosh and other Rishonim. And we'll start again reading from there, even though we did some of the Mishneh Berurahs inside, we won't repeat those, but we'll begin from three lines from the bottom, Reish Lamed Beis in the Mechaber, who tells us, V'yeshomen, there is this other opinion that says, She'enu mezak ayde b'no ubito asmuchem al shulchanu afilu hem gedolim. You can't be mezakeh, the Erev Chatzeres, by giving it to your older children, even if they're above the age of bar or bas mitzvah, if they're still dependent upon you financially. And we had done the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Samach Aleph, and we're up to now the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Samach Beis. Ayde b'no ubito v'chule, Rotzulom. The Mechaber is telling us, the Mishneh Berurah says, Li'acha shebogra, even if the girl is above the age of bagras, the Yod says, L'chol dover l'rishusa, she's totally on her own right now. She's 12 and a half years old. She's a gedola. Nevertheless, afilu hochi, in this situation as well, she's smuch al shulchanu, but she's financially dependent upon him still. Umitziyoso li'ovia, and as we brought down yesterday, anything that she finds goes to her father in order not to cause eva. Gam le'inyan erev ein lo yad li'atzma. So in regard to this din of erev chateris as well, it's considered as if it never left the father's possession if he's giving it to his older daughter to be mezak on behalf of the entire group of people. And therefore, it doesn't work according to this v'yesh omen, as opposed to the more lenient first opinion that said it would work. The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'lo ayde bito afilu eino smuch al shulchano kozman shelo bogra." And he can't give it to his younger daughter, even if she's not financially dependent upon him, if she hasn't reached the age yet of bagras. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Gimel, "Does shayach mitzioso liyovia?" Because in this situation, until bagras, even though she's not financially dependent upon her father, all the mitzios that she has go to her father. So it's as if it never leaves the father's rishus when he gives it over to this daughter. Likewise, the Mechaber continues and he says, "V'lo ayde ishto shemale lo mizonos," and not giving it to his wife to be mezak on behalf of everybody else, if his wife is dependent upon him financially. Or alternatively, Osha Amalor, when he says to her, "Tzi masi yodayich bimzonosayach," go and take your handiwork for yourself instead of me giving you mizonos. In this situation, you still can't give it to your wife to be mezakeh on behalf of everybody else. And this is true, v'afilu yesh l'bayis b'chotzer, even if she has her own dwelling place in the chotzer, it's still considered as it's in the man's domain over here, and it's not leaving his rishus so that the wife can be mezakeh on behalf of the other people in the courtyard. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Dalet, they were talking about here, shemala mezonos, doz mitzios l'bala, because if he's giving her food, so then any findings that she have go to him as well. So it's as if it never left his possession. Sivkot and Samachay, even in a situation where he says, go and support yourself with your own handiwork, and she makes enough to go and cover, so to say, her needs for food. Because if she doesn't make enough, then the mitzias don't go to the husband. But in this situation, the mitzias still go to the husband, so it's considered as when she's mazak on behalf of everybody else that it's still in the husband's possession. And finally, Sivkot and Samach Vav. This is true even if she has a dwelling place in the yard. Rotz Lomer, the Mishneh Berurah is telling us that the Mechaber means over here, V'ocheles shom hamezono shenosin labala, and she eats over there the food that her husband gives her. And in this situation, V'sol k'dayetoch demigu dezachal yatzma be'erev ze'eh b'shvul be'eh, so you might have thought that since she herself is included in this Erev Chatzeros and can be mezaka on her own for her own dwelling, likewise, in this situation, you might have thought that she can also tiske ba'erev gam lachem, that she could also acquire it on behalf of everyone else. So the chiddush is kamash below the law that she can't, and the reasoning is vatam. For her own, she really technically didn't need to make part of the Erev Chatzeros because she really goes after her husband. As we will learn, therefore there is no migo over here. She's mezaka for herself. Therefore, she can be mezaka for other people. It just simply isn't correct. Deir Shu footnote number 74 adds over here, if her husband gives her money for food, doesn't give her the actual food itself, doesn't give her bread, so then the Beis Yosef brings down, Shein Hev doubles it. That doesn't make any difference. Ubekol Ofan, Ein Beis Hatzorach Erev. In either case situation, technically her house doesn't require a separate participation in the Erev Chatzeros. She falls under the domain of her husband in that situation as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, however, Avol Mezaka, the man can give it to his Ayidei Beno, She'eno Samach Al Shulchano Afilu Katan. The man can give it to his son who's under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, as long as they're not financially dependent upon him. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Samach Zayin, and this is true, Kivan Dilainyan Mitzia Yeshlo Yad Lizakus Li Atzmo Kisheno Somach Al Shulchan Avi, because in regards to a finding, the son keeps it as well because he's not financially dependent on his father. And therefore, the father can give it to this son, who's a katan but is not dependent upon him, to be mezaka for everybody else in the shchuna. Dirshu footnote number 75 brings down what age is this katan able to do this on behalf of everybody else. So the two opinions brought down, the Yerushalmi, it says from a toddler age, launas hapuotos. However, the Gemara in Arbadli in Gittin tells us it's from the age of Tzora Vizorko Egos Unotlo, that he knows the difference between a pebble and a walnut. He'll throw away the pebble, but he will keep the walnut for himself. That's the age at which a child who's under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah is able to go and be mezaka, the Eruv, for everybody else, as long as he's not financially dependent upon his father. What about grandchildren? So Dirshu footnote number 76 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that grandchildren don't fall into this category. Ein lohem din smuchim al shulchano. The grandchildren aren't considered dependent upon the grandfather, even if the grandfather is supporting their father, i.e. his son. Nevertheless, the grandchildren could be mezaka on behalf of the other people in the shchuna. Likewise, the Mechaber tells us, Ayadebito Shebogra, he can give it to his daughter when she's reached a certain age, Ve'ena Smuch al Shulchano, as long as she's not financially dependent upon his table. Sivkot and Samaches, the Mishnah Berurah says, wrote Shalomar, Davko Biofen Zeh, only in this situation, Ve'lo Kedea Rishona, and not like the first opinion, the Sphira law that holds, Shebogra, Afilu B'smucha Mezaka Yoda, that even if she is dependent upon him financially, then you could still give it to her. According to this opinion, it's only if she's not financially dependent upon him. And likewise, in the next statement of the Mechaber, where he says, Vayidi ishto sheno malalo mezonos, and his wife who is not financially dependent upon him for mezonos, therefore, in that situation, he can give it to her to be mezak on everybody else, and this is true, afilu ein lo bayis b'chotz, even if she doesn't have her own dwelling place over there. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, in the middle of Sivkot Nusam Melches, where we left off, v'chein bayidi ishto, the husband with his wife. It's only, according to this opinion, daka shehecha she'ein lo malalo mezonos, where he doesn't give her food. Because in that situation, where she's not financially dependent upon him, her findings belong to her. And therefore, she is considered a separate rishus. Finally, the Mechaber paskins, and he says, in the first place, Tov lochush ledivrei shnehem hechadefsha. You should go lechumra in all of these situations over here and not use a person that some say is no good. When you have the choice, you should try to give it to a person that everybody agrees can be mezaka on behalf of all the other people in the chotzer. But the Ramah comments on this and says, Hagah, well, b'di'evet, that was l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, if you did in fact give it to one of these people for which there is a machlokes, the Ramah paskin somchin al divri hameko b'erev, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion in regard to Erev Chatzeros, that this person, who some say cannot be mezak on behalf of the others, as long as there are some poskim that say you can be mezak on behalf of the others, you could rely b'di'evet upon the more makel opinion. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Samach Tes, Rosh Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah as follows. This is true. Ben Koton ve'ein samach al shulchano, to give a young child under the age of bar mitzvah that's not financially dependent, or gadol al b'shesamach, or a child above the age of bar bas mitzvah that is in fact still financially dependent. You could, according to this makel opinion, rely upon both of these cases. And likewise, Zuchain Baal Yidei Ishto, a husband with a wife, afa b'shemalo mazonos, even though she's financially dependent upon him, he supports her, nevertheless, the makel opinion would allow you to let her be zocha on behalf of all the other people in the yard. The issue footnote number 77 brings down four nafkaminas over here in this din that we go after the makel be'erev, and he says there are four exceptions to the rule. Number one, he brings down from the Rosh, as brought down by the Maharam. This is only true when you have a machlokas tanoim, do you go after the makel opinion, but not by a machlokas amaroyim. However, the Maharam himself brings down that others disagree with this, and that in fact the Rosh might himself agree with this more makel opinion that you can rely upon it even a machlokas amaroyim. Number two, the Maharam also brings down that in regards to Erev Chatzeros, that we have the minhag to be makel, but not in regard to the din of a machitza, then he says we paskin l'chumra. But he says the Rosh himself seems to suggest that even in regards to machitzos, you can go after the more makel opinion. The third nafkamina would be from the Vilna Gaon, who says it's the opinion of the Maharam, the Rosh, that we go over here only in regards after the Mekel, in regards to a Yochid against the Rabbin. Then you can go according to the Mekel Yochid. However, according to the Das of the Rambam and the Rif and other Rishonim, if the Rabbin Mamachmir, then you go after the Rabbin. And finally, the fourth nafkamina is from the Chazon Ish, who brings down that this is Rak b'machlokis shebegemara hochenach ha-Mekel. If the machlokis is in the Gemara, we have the right to take the lenient opinion. Even if it's a yochid against the rabbin. But when it's a machlokas amongst the poskim, then we follow the majority of the poskim. However, the Birki Yosef disagrees, and he says, Gam b'machlokas haposkim, hochim acharameko, you can take this even in a setting where the minority opinion of the poskim says, Lekula, you're allowed to go Lekula. The Ramah continues, he writes, V'chein gadol sheyesh lo isha, if a man has a wife, af api shesamuch al shulchan aviv, mezaken hayado. So even though this man is financially dependent upon his father still, nevertheless, he's considered a separate reshus. And this is brought down in the name of Hagos HaShri, and the Hagos Sefer Mitzvot Ketanos, and the Kolbo. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cut an ayin, she'os ha'kol adas atzmo, because this married man is totally functioning on his own, so to say, v'lo adas aviv, and not following the opinion of his father. Look in Dershu, footnote number 78. What happens if he's only voluntarily being reliant on his father's table? He could be financially independent. Ayin Sham, and Dershu, footnote number 79 says, the same halach applies if the man was married and then got divorced. So the Kafa Chaim says, then he's considered in this regard as well as a separate daya. But if it was only halachically engaged, he had a first stage of marriage, erisin, so then ein mezaken al yado, then you don't rely upon this because he's still dependent upon his father. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, now, when you're mezak on behalf of all the others, you don't have to even let them know before Shabbos that you did this. It's sufficient if you tell them on Shabbos. So even if they only find out about it on Shabbos, nevertheless, he brings down from the Kolbo that they'd be allowed to carry in that Erev Chatzeros on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if caught in Ayin Aleph, the Zochel Yodim Shalom Befonim. This is based upon the principle that you can be mezak as something for somebody that's to his benefit even without his knowledge. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, "B'nei chabur shir mesubin lechol." If you have a group of people that were sitting down to eat, v'kodesh aleim ayom, and now it became Shabbos. They were sitting down Friday afternoon to eat together, and now they're all eating at the same table. The whole chatzur is eating at the same table. Hapas shalashulchan sochem alea mishun eruv. So the bread that's on the table can function as the eruv chatzerus for them as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nayin Beis, Ashmina b'zeh shtei dvarim. We learn from here two things. Echad, number one, af agav shalohi nicho lechatrila l'shem eruv, even though it wasn't originally put there l'shem eruv chatzerus, that's still good. Gam dafilu also hapas lo hayom mitrila shal kulam. And if that bread even wasn't belonging to everybody originally, it belonged only to l'abayis. Kim shalba l'abayis, it belonged to one person, levad, only himself, shezimnon l'sobi shalom, but he invited them to eat with him, below him. Also passed beferish, and he didn't specify this is for the Erev Chatzeros. Nevertheless, afilu hachi, in these situations, kiven shezimnin lechol imo, since he did invite them to eat with him, the yolim lechol adaitim, and they can eat whatever they want over there. Harehu kiilu nishtatvu bo imo v'yeshlem bo zchus. It's as if he made a shituf over there with them, a partnership with them, and they have rights to it, and therefore it is considered an Erev Chatzeros. The alkein imhu kayim ad liacha bein hashmosh, as long as the bread is still in existence by the Bein HaShemoshes period of time, Som Chin Olav Mishon Erev, it can count for that Shabbos for an Erev Chatzeros. The issue footnote number 80 points out that this din of the Orchim over here is going according to the Mishnah Berurah, and they have to have been able to go there on Erev Shabbos and go and take this if they wanted to. And he brings down the Chazon Ish disagrees, Ayin in the rest of this footnote, the issue footnote number 80 for the details. The issue footnote number 81 brings down, Ba'ofen Shebnei Chabura lo hayu mesubim Erev Shabbos, if they weren't there on Erev Shabbos, but the Baal HaBayis invited them already, so the Chayyodim brings down, She'ein Omrim Shekvar Zochu Bepas Be'Erev Shabbos. We don't say that they already have it on Erev Shabbos, because they're only coming on Shabbos, so they don't have it on Erev Shabbos. And in this situation, Shemi She'ezimen Elav Orchim lo yolichu biyodim at Noseim. They wouldn't be allowed to come there and pick up the stuff, so unless they got it specifically permission to go and take it on Erev Shabbos, it wouldn't apply if they only got together after Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Ayin Gimel. L'chora b'inu shia ozadayin eslam pasech osholem. But you still should have at least one bread that is intact over here, like we already explained in Sif Vav, Chanava Sif Vav, or possibly Oefshar, kiven deloi via pitam ela bala bayis zimnon l'sod mishalo dino dome lohod Sif Zayin. But maybe it could even be like Sif Zayin, where we said you don't even have to have a pashlem, as long as you have bread, even if it's a prusa, since the bala bayis did it, there's no eva, and therefore it would be good as well. V'chei mash b'tosef Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is the opinion of the Tosef Shabbos that could even be a prusa. However, he says it's possible that you could differentiate between the din over there in Sif Zayin and our din over here. The Tzarech Iyin Lemaisi says whether you could rely upon this. The Mechaber continues and writes, this situation where you can have this, everybody eating by this balabayas before Shabbos starts, that could count as an Erev, even if they didn't specifically say it's an Erev Chatzeros, that's V'hu Shemesuvim Bayis. Number one, they have to be in the house and not in the yard. Shum Mokum Aroy L'Niach Shem Erev. It has to be in a place where there could be the Erev Chatzeros placed. Aval B'chotzer Lo, but in the yard, it would not work. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nayin Dalit, in the Chatzer it wouldn't work. The Chatzer Lav Bar Diruhu, and the Erev Chatzeros must be in a house and not in the yard. The Ramah then says, "Wadin." Likewise, the din would be im yeshlem pas b'shutfis v'echad min abatim. If they all own together some bread that was in one of the houses, so that in this situation as well, sol chen lo mishumer b'diavid, you could rely upon that as the erev chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot Nayin Hey, din zehu zu vein tzarich lomar zu. This was a din that you didn't have to tell us this. But the Sefer Shabbos kosav the komash v'lom. The chiddush over here is the sol chen lo b'cheska shu kayim. You can rely upon that it's still there. Afabish ein yodim yasmin, even though they don't definitively know that it's still there. Mishum demuk minor law achaz kase, because you can rely upon the chazaka that it was there before, and mistam it's still there right now. That's called the chazaka that is around. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Ayin Vav says you can rely upon this. Or Mishum Shitufei Mavos Yicholun Lismoch Af Kishmucha Biecha Bin Achatziros. And he brings from the Gemara that if this was a Shitufei Mavos, then it doesn't even have to be in a house, as we pointed out already several times. It could even be in the Chatzer, because a Shitufei Mavos works even if it's not in a Beis Dira, even if it's in a Chatzer. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. Apotropishal Kotan, the guardian, the legal guardian of a child under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, Yochol Aribado, can be participating in the Erev Chatzeres on behalf of the child. Mishabur explains Sif Kotan Ayin Zayin. Apilu Mishala Kotan, Shalomi Daito, and he can even take the food from the Kotan and use it on the Kotan's behalf without letting the Kotan know. Mibnei Shulo Kiben Bayis, because he's functioning over here like a Ben Bayis, and a Ben Bayis can go and do this. The issue footnote number 83 brings down a different reason from the Mordechai, and that is the Apotropos next. He's, so to say, a worker of the Kotan, but others disagree with this din and like the reason that the Mishnah Berurah brought down instead. And the reasoning is, in this situation, when you're a Ben Bayis, you can go and be Ma'ariv even without the knowledge of the Balabayis himself, as we will learn in Mi'at Hashem in the next Simon. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Erev Chatzeros. There actually is a mitzvah to go and set up an Erev Chatzeros. It's not just a smart idea, but it's actually a mitzvah to do so. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Kedei Shelo Yavo Letiltel Be'Isser, that you shouldn't come to go and carry things in a way that's over in Issa the Rabbanan. So therefore, go bedavka and make an Erev Chatzeros in order to prevent the populace from being over the Issa of carrying, albeit it may only be the Rabbanan. And Dishu footnote number 84 brings down from the Chasam Sofer, Sheesh Gam Mitzvah Lachazer Achar Tikon Amavos Vachatzeros Shumusukonim Bemechitzus Kedet. Likewise, you should try to make sure that these areas are enclosed so you can set up an Erev Chatzeros or Shita for Vayos over here in order that people shouldn't carry by accident. Now, the Tash Beitz brings down, Shumoli Tirda Salimut. If it wasn't for the fact that Tamid Chacham is so busy over here, it would be proper for the Talmud Chacham himself to be Mesak in the Erev. It would be preferable that he should do it rather than an Amo Oretz. And in fact, anybody that's reluctant to do this, he says he's a hedjod gemura, or minus nizrukabo. He's a fool, he's a simpleton, or something from heresy has somehow gotten into him. And he says, zchus gedol hilasak in Erev. It's a very big zchus to be masak in the Erev for the people in order to prevent them from chas v'shalom carrying incorrectly on Shabbos if there was no Erev over there. Sif Yudal, the Mechaber writes, Mevorech al mitzvahs Erev. You make a bracha when you set up this Erev Chatzeros. Bracha Toshem and Kenem Mechalam, Shekhar Shem Mezot Zivanu, al mitzvahs Erev. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Ayin Tes, Va'afilu Odom Acher, Shein Lodor B'Yosu Eir, even somebody that doesn't live over there, but Verotzu Lishmos Shabbos Shabbos, but he's going to use it that Shabbos, he's coming in from out of town, Yochel Varech Bracha Zu, he can be the one to actually make the bracha. Because, Doha Ilo Erevu, if they didn't make this Erev Chatzeros, Hoyagam Ken Hu, also Letaltel. He also wouldn't be able to carry when he's there on Shabbos. And therefore, he could even make the bracha. V'im Kein Gam Hu Shaykh Le'erev, therefore, he is also considered part of the Erev Chatzeros. And Mishnah Berurah says, Ayim Ashik Usan O Bezeb Bir Halachim, Yitz Hashem will see in the Ber Halach in a moment, additional facts. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. Im Meniach Erev Tavshilin, the Erev Chatzeros, Bisman Echot, if you make them both together, an Erev Tavshilin, which is for over here allowing you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, and an Erev Chatzeros was allowed to carry on Shabbos, so Mevarech Bracha Achas Oshteim. So Mishnah Berurah's first opinion is make you one Bracha, Dainu Al Mitzvahs Eruvin. You just say both of them together. V'yomer Nusach Badein Aruva, and you say with this Erev over here, Al Kol Echav Yechud Kifin Uscho, and you say it allows me to do the Erev Tavshilin, and it allows me to do the Erev Chatzeros. Chayodim, however, brings down in Klal Kuvbeis, Kosev Shiyomer Al Mitzvahs Eruv Tavshilin, the Erev Chatzeros. You should separate it out and say not Eruvin, but say the Mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin separately, and the Mitzvah of Erev Chatzeros separately. The Omer, and he should say, with Hule, this one should be allowed me to go and cook and bake, etc. Or the second one should be Lotalta Mibaisachotze Vhule, and each one is done separately. The issue footnote number 86 brings down because it's Odif Lafari this Abrocha, you should mention out each one specifically. Others bring down that you shouldn't make mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas, shouldn't bundle up mitzvahs together. The issue footnote number 85 says the kavana of this brach is sheshivanu al mitzvahs tatikun hagadol ishomem yisra tzor. That this great thing over here that the rabbis instituted that we shouldn't be over the yisra over here carrying. Others explain, we say the mitzvah over here she'ein onu rashoim letalta below erev, that we thank Hashem that without this we wouldn't be able to carry, and he's commanded us kishenir tzlohotzi no bayis lechotzer shenerev. If we want to go carry from the house to the chotzer or vice versa, we have to go and make an erev chotzeris. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masel al mitzvahs erev adds over here, v'afilu lo yeshom rak b'yontif, lo b'shabash achav, if the guest will only be here on yontif, so still on yontif, you need to be able to carry things that you're not allowed to carry on yontif, they have no tzorach klal, so the erev would work even on yontif. But if he's not going to be there for either Shabbos or yontif, then he shouldn't be the one to make the bracha. He points out further that the Rav Minog is that you do this once a year on Erev Pesach, the person who's mezakit, the shamish over here, goes and gives it to the Rav, and the Rav is the one that makes the bracha, the chein roi lasos, that's the right way to do this. If somebody's making his own private Erev Chatzeres over here, even though there's one for the community, then he shouldn't make a separate bracha on it. With this, we conclude today's shir.